Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hey.
Oh, doing? We're back again.
How you doing, buddy?
Why are you in my house?
It's not your house.
We're not at your house. Oh, yeah, we're Kelly's house.
Yeah.
Yep, me.
I don't know where I was.
Lost in thought,
so, as usual. How's everyone doing?
Well, I have to say, with all this talk, our first episode when we talked about Popeyes and, of course, the wonderful Taco Bell, I had a hunger today. A hunger that only Taco Bell could satisfy. And let me tell you, the wonderful Mark delivered. I had myself a cheesy gordita crunch, and it was superb.
I'm glad.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I had three burritos off the value meal.
Oh, yeah.
They were also superb.
Mark didn't get my order right, so I don't really
know. I read a shredded chicken. I thought you were just trying to do a joke with the last end of it. Nope. So I thought it was like cheesy. You said shredded chicken quesadita?
No, chicken quesadito zoni.
Yeah, see, and I immediately defaulted that to quesadilla. So.
I don't know what you did.
You mixed up a quesadilla and a quesarito?
Oh my god. One actually exists. The other one is an abomination and way tastier.
I'm sorry. I'm not Spanish, Mexican, any of the sorts.
I don't think I would help you at Taco Bell.
I'm sorry, Taco Bell. I failed you.
Okay, you're full of Taco Bell and sipping on some red wine. So
damn straight I am. Taco Bell and red wine.
Fossiest man at the table.
Hold on. Watch. Like, watch as I swirl it. I'm going to look at the legs there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to confuse other wine connoisseurs. I'll listen to it. The quality of it.
There's nothing more settled than a
superb
stomach full of Taco Bell and wine.
Hope it lasts. With a bunch of cork that exploded in it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sifting through that.
Yeah, this is worse. Mm. So last time you guys, Captor Calmont brought him back to Breach Hill.
Should have killed him. But
No, you shouldn't have. You were told to bring Calmont back to justice.
Yes,
back to justice.
See,
bring justice to him. There's differences here. You need to make sure.
God, I feel like you're talking to me.
Alive brings better rewards.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a whole 10 gold pieces.
See, I don't know if
10 gold pieces.
Well, remember it was 10.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it was 10 for Calmont and then 10 for the 10 for mm-hmm. saving the goblins. So you guys made out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bandit. If only Timothy Oliphant was here.
Kelly actually had an excellent idea with using Mage Hand on Calmont's dagger.
Mm,
so right. Kudos to you for that.
That was fun.
Yeah, because the book literally says that his first action of his first round is to pick up the dagger and then start using it. And then he took that away, and I was like, I guess I'll use the bow in really close quarters combat.
Really going to stretch these cantrips.
So, I mean, from the situation that happened, like, with the goblin biting him, like, was there any other way around it? Like, could someone just, like, snipe him if they had a shot or snuck up on him easily enough? Would he always drop the dagger or something?
It specifically says that the moment that there's an opportunity for Helba to escape, she bites his hand and runs out, and then he drops the dagger.
So
that's where combat starts. That's
I like the fact that she fought back.
Oh, she's goblin. Yeah.
She's not going to take that.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, he's probably, like, poisoned. like that filthy, bite just gets infected.
Yeah, filthy goblin mouth.
Ew.
So you guys had an awesome combat with that. Went back to Breach Hill, came back, and now you're starting to explore the rest of Hell Knight Hill. It's a pretty interesting place from what you've seen. And like I said, you guys haven't even gotten through half of it. Even the better half, in my opinion.
Oh.
The cooler, better half.
That was something I talked to Tim about earlier today. It's like we kind of went in and did the objective, and we saw maybe 15% of
it. Yeah, it wasn't much. You actually went towards, you actually took the most direct route to the objective.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Kezra kind of just start opening doors.
Yeah.
We follow.
Kezra's just going to open doors.
Kezra's got a Kezra.
Yeah, he's just going to do what he needs to do.
Going to.
See, and the thing you failed is that we also fought David Gralodon as well.
We did fight Dave Gralodon. So you guys, tons of accomplishments up to this point. You guys made it into what was called the training room? Hall.
Yeah.
The training hall, and you guys...
The dummies.
Shook down the dummies.
Yeah, tore them to literal shreds to get the money out of them.
I was simply explaining, and as soon as I said there's money inside of them,
So that's all it takes.
I ripped them apart.
Praise be to Adelar.
For leaving random money around for us to find.
You're praising yourself these days?
Abadar. It was a poor choice. But his name is great. If you look up the name Adelar, and I encourage you all to, it's pretty dope.
Okay.
All right. His full name is Adelar Vaynor. I'll spell it for you guys. Adelar Vaynore.
The Vaynor.
Yep.
And Vaynor. The word of the day is...
Adelar.
Moving on.
Hey.
So, the end of the episode, you guys were picking up all these coins out of these dummies, and there was stuff on the floor, and Adelar found a coin on the very far corner, the bottom left corner of the room.
I thought it was Elkwood.
I thought I found it.
Yeah, he had the perception.
Yeah.
How dare you give that to that chubby little man?
But it worked well with. But it worked well with Adelar.
That's true.
In any case, Elkwood then.
Yes.
Elkwood
likes money.
Yeah.
I do. Just not as much as Adelar.
So, you managed to see the small crack in the wall that revealed a secret room. And you can see in there, and you can't see much, but you can definitely tell that there's something behind this hidden door.
So it's kind of like a stone that's just kind of misshaped, or
just imagine that the door here is kind of like the edge of it is kind of worn away. So with that, you can actually see you can actually see through the quote unquote wall, and you can see that it's actually a secret door.
Ooh,
so you can kind of see the outline to it.
Oh yeah,
it's like in every Legend of Zelda game when you can see like the outline of a wall.
We got to bomb this spot.
I think I can throw a bomb there and do something about it.
Like you swing your sword and you just hear ting. You're
yeah.
Like, hmm,
yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. He's gonna wave people over. He goes, oh, hold on. I seem to have found something over here. There is a door, secret, if that makes any sense. But that's. I kind of use Bruce. Actually, what type of check? Just try to find a way to open it, or just does it push open?
Yeah. You can just push it open, and it'll if you give it a little nudge, you can feel it dislodge from its spot, and it just swings open.
Could I stealthily try opening it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Adelar is definitely right on his Elkwood's heels.
All
right.
I'm making my way curious. Over.
Perhaps there is a treasure behind here. Yeah, that's not the matter or shit. That's a 10 on stealth.
All right.
So he's just...
Okay, so as a giant stone door would open.
Hey.
This well-hidden closet holds dust-furred tables covered in jumbled but ominous accessories, pentagram-covered tomes, heavily melted candles, scattered pieces of loose chalk, vats of moldy incense, and moth-eaten robes.
Hmm.
This sounds awesome.
And several empty and dusty weapon racks.
Gotta do Knowledge Arcana on all the... Magic-y shit?
It'd actually be a knowledge religion.
Ooh, so
make a religion check on this, yeah.
I got that.
I
18 for Adelar, priest of Abadar.
Okay.
16 for Elkwood.
Okay.
Devotee of...
Benson of Eastria.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah. All right. This all seems kind of weird to you guys, actually. seems a little out there.
Shit's weird, yo.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff in here. It all just looks like discarded refuse of something. It's you guys just can't piece it together. You're just like, why these symbols? Like, why are these things here?
How lit is this room?
Can I make a perception check to just search the room?
Yeah.
Go ahead and make me a perception check.
How lit is the room? Is it dim light or is it?
It's nighttime, so the only light you have would be from whatever light source you guys had earlier.
You have the stone, right?
Yeah.
Or a coin, probably.
Of course it's a coin.
Of course it's a coin.
Wouldn't bother to touch a stone.
It's a copper, but it's still a coin.
Because we got a 19.
I also rolled a 19.
19? Okay.
8.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Got it.
Adelar, ever...
stirring out the pentagrams right now.
Ever aware.
Yeah. Starting off first, who walks into the room first?
I do.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Ooh.
I'm right next to him then.
Yeah. I just assume.
Follow gotcha. Ezra.
So I'm going to need you.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
We'll save.
Actually.
Reflexes.
So spears come out underneath the bench that's right there on right when you walk into the left.
All
right. And they go ahead and get an attack on you. So
just on Benson.
Just on Benson.
Do I get a reaction?
No, it's an attack roll. So. All righty then.
An attack.
What? Oh man, that the add-on isn't here.
Oh, I guess it doesn't happen. The spears just don't actually.
That's pretty much the equivalent of when something doesn't scan, and then the guy is like, "Guess it's free."
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I've never heard that joke.
The spears shoot out like a wet noodle from a Nerf gun.
They get an 18 to hit you, Benson.
That hits me.
All right.
I assume I don't get the AC bonus for my shield, so.
Nope. Unless you walk around with your shield up all the time.
Every day.
Why would I put it down?
Giant swole left arm.
You take 13 points of damage.
Oh my goodness.
Yikes.
Yep. I'm a little hurt, guys.
Yeah, this is called a spear launcher trap. When pressure is applied to a floor tile, the trap shoots a spear, making an attack against a creature or object on the floor tile. Eesh. Yeah, it had a plus 14 to hit. So.
Oh, so you rolled low.
Yes, yeah. It wasn't a great roll, but it was effective.
Eek.
So a spear comes out and goes directly through Benson's leg.
I immediately use my
hands. As you pull your leg out from the spear.
Elkwood is actually going to, seeing this, is going to creep forward and just go, okay, hold on for a moment. He's going to try, because he actually has... Yeah, I'm trying to think if a perception check again to see if there's like pressure plates or something.
You could easily tell there was a floor tile that was a pressure plate.
But if there's more...
You didn't see any more, no, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Just one. That's good.
Yep. So, go ahead and make me another perception check to look around the room here.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, no.
Adelar
got... I'm not perceiving shit. I'm bleeding a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Adelar got an 18.
18, okay.
10. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, 21.
21.
There we go.
All right. So, Elk, you uncover a silver longsword that got left behind.
Ooh.
Silver dagger, silver longsword now? Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you don't tell us we're fighting werewolves.
We'd be equipped.
Well, there are plenty of things that don't like silver.
That's true.
Yeah. In addition to half-burnt candles, useless pieces of chalk, and various badges and religious symbols bearing the sign of Asmodeus.
Oh crap.
Oh, yeah. Tim and I would immediately recognize these. Yeah.
Yep. There is also a sealed lockbox.
Reminds me of home.
Yeah.
Reminds me of home. This is a lovely room of death. I used to sleep in one just like it.
You said there's a lockbox?
Yes, there is a sealed lockbox.
Sealed, okay. Well, Elk is going to take a look at that lockbox then. See if he can break into it.
Yep, go ahead and make me a thievery check.
Yes. Okay. And actually, I should have looked this up before, but the thief's tools, does that give me like
a... It just allows you to do it.
Because, I mean, I have the skill.
No, sorry. It gives you a plus two, I believe.
Plus two. I'm pretty sure it's a plus two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be any more than that.
No.
Okay. Well, I just don't roll flat for it. Cause, I mean, I have a plus seven to it. So, 14.
14. Don't seem to manage to do it. But you didn't fail by 10 or more, so you don't break the lock.
Good.
Yep. So you try it out, and you can't seem to get the lock pick in.
Could I attempt to try it again, or no?
Yeah, you can keep trying it.
Yeah, this time I'll use a tool, because I have a couple of those.
Yeah, and until you fail by 10 or more, you can just keep trying.
Ah, there you go. 17 on the die.
17 on the die for?
Let's see. 9. Plus a 9.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of do the math for me right now.
26.
26.
All 26. All right. Yep, it springs right up, and it was actually DC 18, so you were just... You rolled just under.
It was a mimic.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys find 31 silver pieces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. right.
Praise be.
Mm-hmm. And you also find something called Hand of the Mage.
Cool.
Which, let me go ahead and pull that up here.
It's a guy's hand.
It's just a guy's hand.
Skeletal remains.
Hand of the Mage. This mummified elf hand hangs on a golden chain, its gnarled fingers locked in a peculiar pattern. It is an activatable item. If you spend two actions, and you components are commanding and envisioning, you can cast Mage Hand.
Hmm.
So, it's a free option to cast Mage Hand for whoever wants it.
Is it a single use?
It doesn't. Nope, it's not a... what were those items called, Kelly? The single-use ones?
Talismans?
Yeah, the talismans. It's not a talisman, cool. So it's just wow. A infinite-use mage hand.
Does it give a school of magic?
Arcane? Yeah, it just says Hand of the Mage. Evocation, sorry. Yeah, it says it right there.
Okay.
Yep. Haven't you used Mage Hand, though, already?
Yeah, I can use it.
So you can use it.
I don't need it, but I'm just making sure that someone else can use it.
Yeah. I don't think I can use it.
I don't know if I don't know if there's any requirements besides.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't.
Yeah, all the components are command, envision, and then two actions.
Hmm.
So unless there's a rule about being able to use these kinds of things, it doesn't say so here anyway.
Cool.
Okay. Well, yep. Someone else can take it. Cause I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I would like to get a closer look at that sword.
I think I'll take the mage hand then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Elk has no problem with that. He's just
yeah. Oh. It is your. It's a very nice looking longsword. It's got some weather on it, it's a little weathered, I should say, just because of how long it's been sitting here. But it is made completely of silver, so you could use it, and you would get some nice bonuses against things that particularly hate silver.
Hmm.
If there's no objections, I believe I'll carry this for some time.
All for you, dear Benson. All for you.
I'll take the dagger we found earlier.
So it was just the lockbox.
Yep.
The longsword.
Yeah, it was the lockbox, the longsword, all of the all the creepy looking stuff that you found around,
with
the symbol of Asmodeus and all that on it. Now,
I mean, me as a player, I think I kind of know about the Hell Knights, but is there like a check that we could do, a society check?
Well,
it's called Hell Knight Hill.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, what they actually did.
Well. Luckily, you actually find as you're looking around, and you know you took about 10 minutes, I'm sure, picking away at the lockpick and stuff like that. And,
sure.
You find a loosely bound but otherwise intact manuscript that describes the Hell Knight test.
Whoa.
Cool.
So, which of you know what the Hell Knight test is?
I do.
For everyone at home, then, the Hell Knight test. So, when an armiger decides that he wants to try to become a Hell Knight, you are pitted against a devil of your level or higher. If you and it's a 1-on-1 combat, you have to defeat it, and it has to be witnessed by another Hell Knight.
Oh yeah.
So the thing with this though is that. If you attempt to do it and then you realize that you're losing, they don't help you.
Wow.
So if an armiger has to completely be confident in himself that he can take out a devil bigger and better than himself, and then he will become a Hell Knight.
Oh,
that's pretty badass,
No easy fight.
Yeah. So you can kind of piece together that a lot of these things, from reading that, you can kind of piece together that a lot of these things in the room are some of the reagents used to summon devils.
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep.
Benson just doesn't even want to be in this room.
I'm sure you feel extremely uncomfortable.
Benson just leaves.
Yeah.
Also, you know, because the spear in your leg didn't help either.
Yeah, that, speaking of which.
Kezra continues searching the room. He has literally no problem with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, my damage.
Yes.
Would that count as a 10-minute rest?
Sure.
Because he said we spent 10 minutes looking.
Yeah, yeah, and you definitely weren't trying to pick the lock on the lockbox. So, yeah. You take a 10-minute rest and go, ah!
There you go, I do it again.
Just put some tussin on it, you'd be fine.
All right, I'm good.
All right.
But you got because we took it, I mean, 21, like anything else in this room, just those weird symbols.
Yep, that's just it. You guys sit and search the room high and low, and that's all you really found. So.
Gotcha.
Now, is the manuscript worth any money?
It might be worth money to a collector somewhere. Most Hell Knights know this anyway.
Right.
So it's pretty much just a rule book. But
Antiques Roadshow.
Wait, I have to do what?
He's going to take.
So Benson is standing in front of this door.
On the western side.
Mm-hmm.
That
Benson's just moving on.
No, I'm just putting my ear up to see if I hear anything.
So
another spear.
Tim, can you put some music on for me?
Oh, Jesus.
It's not boss battle
I just
music.
Wanted to listen.
It's not boss battle music. You'll be fine.
You do hear what sounds like someone grunting, and it sounds like combat in inside this room.
Excuse me.
Like, rah! Ching, ching! Rah!
Rah! I'm hearing one grunt or two grunts.
You hear one human-sized grunt, and then you hear some other...
I open the door.
Wait. Are you going to like... Okay, whatever. You can open the door. It's fine.
Benson would open the door.
I've been waiting for you guys to get to this room.
Oh.
So this is obviously the test arena that you were just reading about in the other room.
Hmm.
Its flagstones painted entirely black. This sprawling and irregularly shaped room contains a circular sunken area in its middle. The arena's edges are painted deep crimson, and an ominous crimson pentagram fills the center.
Please tell me there's a bearded devil in here.
No, what you do see...
I really want to see John just get instantly skewered and destroyed.
Yeah, that's about to happen.
While we cower in the secret room. When we were playing Rise of the Runelords the other day, Rebecca came across a cool third-level war priest spell, or cleric spell, and it was designed to trap a combatant... Or no... It was either designed to trap a devil within a circle, like a combat circle. And I think it was also designed to like trap a combatant in there with them, with basically like a Hell Knight spell where it's like,
oh, nice!
You summon the devil within this circle,
yeah.
And it can't leave. You just have to fight it to death,
which is infuriating to a devil. All he wants to do is leave.
Yeah, it was a really cool spell. I was like, oh wow, that's like a Hell Knight spell.
Yeah. As you open up the door, you see this man in Hell Knight armor.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweet.
Fighting a tiny red-winged horned creature.
What's the horned-winged creature look like?
It has...
And is it legitimately tiny?
I think it's small, actually.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's actually a level 8 or something. He has to fight something.
Better be if he's fighting a Hell Knight.
So, Jake, quick question outside. Would me, as a lawful good, would I hate the Hell Knights? Because they're not evil.
Paladins have a weird relationship with Hell Knights, because they kill devils. It's like sport for them. But they also have no problem doing evil things, as long as it is within the law. So, like, you guys probably work together sometimes, and you probably know Hell Knights that are great guys. But you've also heard of Hell Knights who are awful, awful, morally depraved people. So, you're not too sure. It's a 50-50 chance with
Benson's
this guy.
Benson's in a moral conundrum right now.
Do you guys want to roll me a religion to recall knowledge?
I didn't see this, so...
We're all still in the room.
That's
okay.
Yeah, I'm outside the room, but I haven't looked inside.
That was a natty 18 on the die, so...
Well, you can easily see that this is an imp.
Imp.
Cool. Yep.
Okay. So they are tiny. Yes, they are tiny, Kelly. Hmm.
A little evil Tinkerbell.
Yeah. imps are infiltrators and corruptors who, despite their diminutive stature... are more than capable of subtly influencing weak-willed individual into performing increasingly evil acts over time. An imp will often agree to serve a mortal and act docile and loyal in a long-term plot to eventually damn its master's soul to hell. So it just sits there and just goes, no, steal from the orphan. Yeah, steal from him.
Are they devils or demons?
Devils.
Okay.
Yeah.
Demons are the more contractual... ones, right?
No, devils like contracts. Demons just like
Demons are chaotic.
Yeah, demons love blood sacrifices. Blood sacrifices. Devils just like it when you sign your name on a sketchy piece of paper.
Oh, okay. In blood, of course.
Yeah. Didn't raise the user agreement.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you didn't check line 17.
You sold me your soul, you fool. And now I have it. As you walk in, you see him fighting this imp, and he shoves it to the ground, and then he takes his massive halberd and just cleaves it in half.
Ha! Huh.
Close the door.
He's played by Oscar Isaac, by the way.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So he turns to you, and he just goes, "Hello there. How are you?"
I'm doing well, friend. And how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Managed to take out these creatures.
I wasn't aware there were any Hell Knights on Hell Knight Hill anymore.
Ah, well, you see, and then you hear, and there's two imps coming from above.
Oh.
Go ahead and roll me initiative, please.
Yeah.
Balls.
Ooh.
The last thing I was expecting was to find a Hell Knight in here.
Yes, yeah, very much.
I immediately do not trust this man.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah, I was going to trust him, and I was expecting him to go, "Are you a devil as well?" And just kind of charges the door or something.
Alright, going around the table. Mark?
14.
Elk coming strong with a 14. I like it. Benson?
I roll a solid 6.
Great. Alright, Kezer?
15.
15. And Adelar?
Adelar got a 10.
A 10.
And I really didn't expect to go first.
You're still looking at our things.
Luckily, you do not go first. It is Alok's turn.
That's his name?
That is his name. You don't know that yet.
Got it. Forgetting.
All right. I think Benson's clearly got this fight by himself.
He's got it.
Okay. Yeah. So Alok does the Hell Knight in the middle does go first, though. So he's going to take his massive halberd and swing it down at one of these imps. So, funny enough, the art actually had a halberd, but in the stat block it says greatsword.
Huh.
Which is weird.
That's
but
probably good for you, because they're flanking you and they're right up your grill.
Yeah. So, let's go ahead and do some damage with the halberd.
Greatsword.
No, halberd. I like halberd because it was in the picture.
Hal greatsword.
He got a 16 against these little guys. Let's see.
We don't even know how awesome he is.
He actually narrowly missed.
Oh,
I figured.
So he's gonna throw a few more out there. 18 on the die. He gets one pretty well. Let's go ahead and roll some damage.
He's probably gonna like one shot one of these things.
He did hit it pretty hard, actually. So he cuts one of them in the side with a pretty nasty swing.
Ooh.
And it was going to follow up with this third attack on the same one. And that one hits his... no, actually, that one does not hit. He swung well enough, though. So he gets a pretty nasty hit on one of them. Coming back... so now it goes to Kezer's turn.
Can I hear this?
So you can absolutely hear.
You can out of the way, Adelar.
So I'm going to move into the room. And... It's probably one move, yeah. Pull out my long spear.
Okay.
With my second action. And... I think I'll just move right here. With my third. Actually, no. This will be where I initially move, because otherwise it's stupid. Cast shield with my third action.
Alright.
Gotcha.
Okay, Kezer comes in, pulls out a weapon, and casts a spell, and it goes to Elk's turn.
Alright. Elk is going to hear this commotion, and.
Yep.
Have him move here with one move action, and he's going to see these red devils and the guy in the middle, and he's going to. Oh! This is what's happening now. All right. He's going to pull out... I mean, he had his... I would say he had his bow. But he's just going to take a shot at the one that looks wounded.
Okay, so the one that's bleeding devil blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let's help you out, friend. And... 19 on the die.
Yeah.
That's a good shot.
Crush it.
That's going to be a 20.
26.
That definitely hits.
Good.
Sick.
And since he didn't hunt prey on it, but I mean, it doesn't matter. He's still first precision. Precision, I think. Do I have to hunt
prey? Hey, if we kill these imps, then we get to be Hell Knights.
Yeah. This thing is easily level.
We're killing devils stronger or as strong as us in the presence of a Hell Knight.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's like, well, I'm not actually a Hell Knight. I'm just practicing. Would I actually get precision? Don't I have to hunt prey first? Or I think I do.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that using hunt prey just gives you that...
the bonuses.
Yeah, the bonuses, yeah.
Okay. Well, first hit and turn.
All right.
1d8. Ooh, close to max. And 10 damage.
10 damage, not bad at all.
Arrow's just going to snipe right through the air.
Solid.
Okay.
I don't know which one actually got hit with the...
The figure? One on my right, so...
Okay, the...
Yeah. He is not doing well.
Nice.
He's sort of fluttering there with a gash in his side and an arrow in his back.
I like to feel like... remember in Dark Souls, like the DLC?
Yes,
where
I know.
Like, just...
Yeah, golf.
Boom! Just freaking hits the wing, and the wing crumples.
We should emphasize, a blind giant shot down a dragon...
With a giant crossbow.
With a giant bow. Yeah, it was badass.
Baller.
Like,
such a badass.
He was like, oh, you want to fight the dragon? Okay, here you go. Slunk.
Never a truer shot has been loosed.
Yeah. Go golf. You wonderful person.
Right. Wasn't actually blind either. Sad.
Nope.
He was just an idiot.
I know. getting away from our Dark Souls lore podcast.
Sorry,
go into Adalar.
Alright, so Adalar is going to move into the room. He's going to get a slightly closer to the devils, but not too much. He's about 10 feet in the room from the door.
Okay.
And
so
he's
you
going
can clearly see the whole room now.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to cast Divine Lance on the wounded one. Is a 14 hit.
14 does not.
All right, so a golden lance whizzes by its head.
You feel like Abadar really wanted you to hit that thing, though. There's nothing he hates more than unfair contracts. all right, so Adalar shoots a divine lance, narrowly misses. It is now the imp's turn. They're going to take a few hits, or try to take a few hits onto... the Hell Knight here in the room. So they actually have stingers, if you weren't aware of that. So they're gonna take a few attacks at him.
Like on their butts?
Hanging off their butts, yeah.
Ew.
With a 26, he definitely hits him.
No! He's gonna die!
So the Hell Knight gets stabbed in the side. He takes a little bit of damage, but he's doing all right. I actually need him to make a fortitude save, though. Doop 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 doop. Oh, come on, man. You got good fortitude. Oh, yeah. No, he's fine. So he survives that stinger just fine, and here's a few more. 10 does not do it, and another 10 does not do it. And the other one is going to do a few stinger attacks. 25 hits.
Hmm.
Okay, so some more damage. Only one damage this time, but he still has to make a fortitude save for it. And a natural 20, so.
Damn.
So he's fine. All right, so he takes a few stabs from these imp stingers, but doesn't get too much off. And after the imps, it comes to Benson.
So here's... Can I rip the silver sword out?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to rip the silver sword out. Declare, thy will be done. And go up and attack the... I believe that's the already injured imp.
Yeah, it was the one on the right side.
What's the hit dice for a long sword?
1d8. That didn't change from second edition.
Damn. Nope. That's only a 7 on the die, so... Unless a 12 hits.
Nope. Does not.
I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay. All right. After Benson, it comes back to the top of the round. Round 2, back to the Hell Knight. Let's see. Doop-a-doop-doop-doop. 11 does not hit. 13 does not hit. And a 4 with a minus 10 does not hit. So he swings without any of his attacks landing. And it comes to Kezra.
All right, Kezra is going to take a swing or stab with his long spear.
Okay.
The one nearest me. Ooh, 19 on the die.
Oh yeah.
There you go, son.
Yes. So that's going to be a 25 to hit.
That absolutely hits. Go ahead and roll for damage there, buddy.
5 piercing damage.
Right, and that was to the one that I'd already took a bunch of damage.
The one to your right.
All
right,
so you kill that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a Hell Knight now.
Yeah.
You're a Hell Knight, Harry.
I level up. I'm instantly level 6. And then I'm going to take my hand off my spear and cast Electric Arc on the far one.
All right. So he needs to make a
second edition.
It's so fun.
Reflex save, please.
Reflex save. It is his best one. He got a 12, though.
Ooh, he fails.
Yes!
Yeah!
That is great.
So that's going to be 6 electricity damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
Killer turn, man.
What
killer
a round.
Turn. Yeah.
We're not messing around. My gosh.
Kezra's feeling these imps.
All right, so he dealt some good damage to that. All right. After Kezra, it comes to Elk.
All right. He is going to actually stay where he is. Well, shooting through people. Has that changed since second edition?
They get cover bonuses. Yeah. So
cover bonuses.
Okay. So yeah. He is going to take a movement. So some rotund priest got in his way for a moment.
Whoever could you be talking about?
And he's going to let loose a shot against this one. And... ooh, 13 on the die. That's a 20.
20 definitely hits.
All right.
Hell to the yes. And CD6. Nine points of damage.
Not bad at all.
And he's going to call Skalt into the room now.
Okay. Okay.
Double stride, I guess. Could he make that?
Oh, yeah. He has a 40-foot movement speed, so...
Yeah. So one movement, actually, right? Or two.
Yeah, that's one movement.
One movement. And he is going to go...
Wolves are fast.
Yeah. I figured. I just wasn't sure. And he's going to go and chomp.
All right, he's going to bite him.
Try to, at least.
He's going to bite him out of the air.
Yeah. 12 on a die, so it's not done to it. And he's
got... Oh, wait, what's the total?
12. No, 10 on die, it's a 12.
Okay.
Yeah, he ain't done to it.
Got it.
And actually, I only did one movement and a shot. I'll just try shooting again.
Okay.
Why not?
I interrupted
myself by moving the wolf.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds quite it.
Got it. Alrighty. After Elk, it comes to Adelar.
Okay, so is Skelt now giving the imp cover?
No, he's a small creature.
Okay, yeah,
got
yeah.
you. All
right,
so...
The imp is also flying, too.
Oh,
so.
Right, yes. So I'm going to recall knowledge on the imp. Knowledge or religion, because I wasn't able to do that
yes.
earlier.
Yes.
Ooh, 24.
There you go.
24, killing all right.
It. Killing it.
I think I know something about this.
You definitely know some of that. So you know imps... they have, not only do they have poison with their stinger, but they also have a few divine innate spells. Mm. Some of them being better than others. Their highest one is called Read Omens, where they literally just get to tell the future.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Cheat codes.
They also have the ability to go invisible. And some of the first level spells are Charm and Detect Alignment. And then they can detect magic, but that's not so cool.
Right. So, free action, I'm going to talk and say, watch out, this thing could go invisible any moment. And beware, it might try to charm you. So then I'm going to launch a Divine Lance. 16?
16 total?
Yes.
That does not hit my friend.
Damn.
Sorry.
You'll hit it eventually.
After your turn, it comes back to the imps. The imp is going to do something pretty interesting, actually. He seems to glow red for a second, and some of those wounds look like they heal up.
Some of the fry marks from the electricity.
Yeah, yeah, they sort of heal over. And then...
Was this an ability that you could glean from it?
No, I only gave him the poison with the stinger.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I gave him the spells.
Right.
You could roll more religion in order to find out more, but
if it bleeds, we can kill it. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then he's gonna go invisible.
Ah. Shoot.
Let me see how many
rounds.
Yep, it's two actions. So yeah, he healed himself with the one action, and then he went invisible with the other one.
Damn.
Yep. Alright, after that, it comes to Benson.
Well, great.
So you not only saw a devil heal itself, you also saw it disappear.
I'm going to move up alongside the Hell Knight.
Alright.
Raise my shield and ready in action if it comes back again.
Alrighty. Invisibility's fun. All it says is duration 10 minutes.
Oh.
So I'm useless.
Alrighty. After Benson, ready in action, it comes to the Hell Knight again. I don't know if he can do too much, to be honest.
Well, okay.
Does he have fairy fire?
Wait.
No.
Damn.
So aren't there rules where you can, like, try to sense a target so you can get a miss chance to hit it?
If there are, that would be useful.
I think you can roll a perception against a hidden creature, or against a undetected creature to make it hidden to you, but you have to hit its probably insane stealth DC.
That's
invisible. Yeah, so it would make it hidden to you, so you would know its general location, I believe. But right now it's undetected.
Right, yeah, it's completely undetected right now.
Yeah, out of game-wise, as you said, you were like, he used an action to heal him, too, so he probably didn't move, but still, we wouldn't know that. Like,
right.
I could have been like, ah, crap!
Benson doesn't know what's going on.
I can't see.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, it has a +4 to its dex. And that's not counting all of the other bonuses it would get from being small and all that kind of stuff for stealthing, and invisible. So it would be pretty incredible to find a invisible imp.
Okay, so you want me to read some things about 2E rules about invisible?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so a creature with the invisible condition is automatically undetected to any creature relying on sight as their only precise sense. Precise senses other than sight ignore the invisible condition. I guess that's like scent and stuff.
Yeah.
You can use the seek basic action to attempt to figure out an invisible creature's location, making it instead only hidden from you, which is, I guess, not as... hidden is not as great as...
Yeah, you know, right. You know it's there, you just don't know where, probably. Yeah.
So this lasts until the invisible creature successfully uses sneak to become undetected again. If you're already observing a creature when it becomes invisible, it starts out hidden since you know where it was when it became invisible. So right now, because we know where it was when it became invisible, it's hidden and not undetected to us.
Ah, okay.
So Benson could swing in that square.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Assuming it's still there at a 50% miss chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next, on the imp's next turn, it can then perform a sneak to become undetected.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So knowing that now, can I just swing at it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and use your last action to swing at it.
You always get that chance.
Nope.
Oh. Alrighty.
Not an actual 20. Damn.
Well, what are hidden rules? Is that a...
It's probably...
When targeting a hidden creature, before you roll to determine your effect, you must attempt a DC 11 flat check. If you fail, you don't affect the creature.
Oh, okay.
So first, in order to even figure out if you can even try to swing at it, you have to roll a flat check to see if you can...
Should I even bother with that? Or
contact?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh. We're going to use the rules to the full extent. So
we're learning.
Eight. All right.
All right.
So you poke around with your sword and you don't find anything in the air.
No good.
All right. So, Benson, let's see if the Hell Knight can do it. 8. So, no.
Hey.
Cool.
He swings his halberd around. I imagine like the barbarian in Diablo where he just spins. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Kezra.
Kezra is going to... Are there any windows in this room?
In this room, no.
Kezra's going to close the door behind him.
Okay.
Okay.
I
was thinking about that.
Yeah, Kezra's going to close the door.
Say, Adelar, block this door.
And he is going to move to the other end of the room. See that there is a closed door there?
Yes.
Move to the door and block it.
Okay.
And cast a tech magic on the direction that the amp was in.
Okay. So I'll tell you when you close the door, you hear no.
Make a contract with
little
me,
little bastard. No running away. You're locked in here with me. Got you for 3 minutes. I got you for 3 minutes.
All right, so you detect magic. You do detect his invisibility that he's currently using. You can tell that he is still in the room.
He's still in the room.
Yeah,
and we all heard him.
Yes.
In case you didn't hear.
Yeah. Okay, so after Kezra, it goes to Elk.
All right. So Elk was going to go on closed door, but he's like, good thinking, Kezra. And however, now he's like looking around, not seeing anything. He's like, Skald, try to scent him out and like sniff. And Skald is actually, I guess we'll have to roll perception check.
Yeah.
Because it's imprecise.
Oh, his scent is imprecise?
Yes. Yep. It says, yeah, this is right. Scent imprecise for 30 feet.
Got it. So okay. Well, this room is definitely 30 feet, so he would be able to smell him.
Zone in,
yeah,
probably,
yeah,
on him.
Yep.
So right. Would I have to roll a perception check?
Yeah. So go ahead and roll a skull's perception check, and then we'll see if he smells him out.
He would just share my perception, right? At this point,
I think so.
He probably,
yeah. The wolf has a way better perception than you, I'm sure.
Yeah, he would have his own.
Yeah, it's just.
Actually, yes, survival would make sense for this because wolves use their sense of smell and hearing more than.
In which case, it would be a +4.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take those.
Yeah.
Those odds are a little bit better.
A little bit.
So, Skald, seek him out. And he will hopefully roll well. Oh, 18 on the, was that 18 on the die there. So that's a 22.
22. He's actually still directly next to the Hell Knight.
So he's going to, that was one action, so he's going to try chomping.
Okay. So he smells him, he needs to...
He's on try. Would that be a mischance then?
Or so roll the...
Flat?
Yeah, roll the flat thing and try to get 11 or higher.
14.
All right. Yeah. So now you get to make a regular attack against him.
So I think he just had to roll the 11 flat check. Because I'm reading it says if you have an scent which is an imprecise, then it becomes hidden and then you can do DC.
Oh, okay. So just because he had scent, it was hidden.
Yeah. So scent is useful for. If the creature was stealthing, it would still be hidden to Skelt, where it'd be undetected for us.
Right.
Because we're relying on hearing.
Yeah.
But right now it's not stealthing from our hearing, so that's why it's still hidden for us as well.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so he can he can attack as normal.
Get him,
okay.
Get him, Wolfie.
So let's go.
Crush it.
Please. No.
Ah.
That's all fucking
darn.
Nice.
All right.
But we all see the dog swing at the same spot it was in.
Yep.
And but then since I haven't gone, could I just try shooting in
sure.
general location? I have to? I've seen the dog animal try.
Yeah, you know exactly where Skull
was. You have to do the hit. You still have to do the hit.
Yeah.
So, 11.
There we go. You're good.
Yes.
Go ahead and take your attacks.
Get him.
Like, oh, God.
Get him.
This metal dice is great. I just got to say. All right, 11. 14 on the die. That's a 21.
Yes. Yeah, that totally hits. Go ahead and roll
kill
for
it,
damage,
man.
Buddy.
Kill it.
I'm attempting. 7 on the 8. 10 damage.
Wow, not bad at all.
Freaking snipes him.
Not bad at all.
Now there's an arrow sticking out.
This arrow is just floating in midair. Right?
Well, now he's wearing the arrow, so
it goes. So,
it just vanishes.
Yeah, so you hit him, you hear, ow! And then the arrow disappears.
Damn it. Got you, little bastard. Coming for you.
All right, do you want to take more hits? Or do you want to take more shots?
One more shot, I guess. Okay. Yeah, one more shot is all I can really all right. do.
Hail Mary.
Yeah, right.
You did hit him, so you know you can.
4. No, because then a -5, yep. So.
All right. You hit pretty hard, despite the fact he was invisible, so now it comes to Adelar.
Okay, so I'm going to take a move action to block the door.
All right.
And I'm going to look in his general direction and say, you're not going anywhere. And launch a divine, DC 11 to see if I can detect him. Make it with a 15.
All right.
Now I'm going to launch my divine lance.
Good.
By the power of Abadar. Ooh, out of the box. Okay, 19.
19 to hit?
Yes.
That hits, yeah.
And might I remind our dear listeners that because Abadar is quite lawful, it is lawful damage.
All right.
Oh, max damage, 5.
5 damage.
Woo.
Get lawed, bitch. Does he get extra for that? Like unholy creature or no?
If it was good, he would get more damage.
No. It's my damage is lawful, so
lawful
if it's chaotic...
Damage.
Is it weak?
They're not. They're lawful.
Nah.
Yeah. They're devils.
Oh, that's right.
Devils.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
About contracts and stuff.
They like contracts, damn.
But regardless, you shoot a beautiful golden beam and hit it to the ground and it dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good shot.
Sick.
Good shooting ticks.
All right. So what's funny is they also, I'm going to peek behind the GM screen. They also have an ability called Chain Shape. Where they can turn into a boar, a giant spider, a rat, or a raven. And what I was going to do was I was going to have him fly over to the other door, fall to the ground as a rat, and then try to crawl out the door.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
So you guys would have flew over invisible,
right.
Became visible again as a rat, fell to the ground. You guys would have seen a rat fall from the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell? He would have crawled out the door.
So, we out of combat now?
Yes, we are out of combat now.
I gotta say, his ingenuity for that would have been...
Devils are extremely intelligent.
Yeah, they're tricky. Hold
yeah.
on.
So, Benson sheathes his sword. He faces this, our new friend, I suppose. I'm Sir Benson of the House Black. I'm here on behalf of the Bumblebrasher Goblin Clan. What is your business on Hell Knight Hill?
Cleans off his he cleans off his halberd. He offers a disarming and charming smile. Armager Alak Stargrim, or the Order of the Nail, formerly of Citadel Alterine, currently of Citadel Vraid in Varisia. He gives a formal bow. Nice to meet you in this beautiful and well kept estate.
I bow back.
I'm going.
He said he was an armager.
A what?
Yes.
Okay.
What's an armager?
He's a Hell Knight in training.
Ah.
But he has Hell Knight armor on.
Yeah. Right.
Can they not wear that until they pass that test?
Well, I'm not quite a Hell Knight yet, and thus I've not earned the right to wear the armor, but I hope to someday. And I'm not here on official order business anyway. I'm merely... Well, I suppose I'm on holiday, you see.
You said you're from Borussia. It's quite a ways from here.
Yes, well... I've taken a short leave of absence from the Order of the Nail to attend to some personal business.
Personal business out here in Breach Hill?
Yes, well, you see, my family is from here. And seeing as how the Order of the Nail, when they left Citadel Alterine, they left in quite a hurry, I'm here searching for some family heirlooms.
Can I make an insight check or
yeah,
something?
Good.
Okay.
Elk's also just going to start taking his arrows back.
Okay.
She's just like, oh, okay, got it.
What are you trying to glean from him?
I'm trying to figure out if he's telling the truth.
Deception.
And Mark, actually, ammunition, when shot, it is used.
Yep.
Ah, damn.
It breaks.
Yep. That is a new rule.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Yeah. Oh, that's a little juicier. It's a 17.
17. You feel like he's being completely honest. From what you know of Hell Knights, they are brutally honest most of the time. So. Okay. And this guy sort of gives off a proud, a sense of confidence. And he's also got a bit of dark humor from what you can tell. He really enjoys sarcasm.
He told us his name, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. His name is Alok
Stagrim.
Alok
Stagrim.
Yeah, A-L-A-K Stagrim.
Well, Alok, you seem quite competent in battle. We are here for our business from the Bumble Rashes, as my friend Benson here said. I'm sure that we wouldn't mind the assistance if we seem to have a mutual goal as far as you're looking for heirlooms. We're kind of clearing this place out, so we'd be more than happy to help you in your search to find what is rightfully yours, and, you know, if you help us in the process, it seems like a good deal.
Oh, yes, I can certainly help you out. I certainly enjoy the accompaniment.
Now, good sir, what would you constitute as heirlooms?
Heirlooms? To be honest, I'm not sure what's here. Maybe there's some article of clothing or maybe some sort of decree with one of my family members' names on it somewhere. I'm just looking for anything of the sort.
Like moth-eaten robes and a manuscript?
Do you not see the secret passage in the other room?
Oh, there was a secret passage, was there?
Oh, yes.
Well,
normally clean already, it seems. There's strange symbols all over.
Hell Knights have been known for facing devils such as these, so...
Of course.
How long have you been in here?
I arrived here today, perhaps an hour or two.
Because I've been here for 3 weeks.
I've been lost in here for ages.
Real
just
quick.
Just killing imps.
How did you get into this room?
I walked through a giant hole in the wall and made my way around the citadel.
How did he get into this room without us seeing him?
He said he's been here for an hour. Yeah. We just rolled back.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Forgot about that, sorry.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, was he here like during the whole goblin thing?
Right.
He's just been killing imps. he just showed up.
He's just been trying to level up grinding for levels.
Kill more imps.
John, Benson notices he has a gigantic symbol of Asmodeus on his armor though.
So do I notice it as well?
Yes.
Okay.
It is plainly displayed.
Man of culture.
I say, oh, I see you're a servant of Asmodeus.
Yes. A bemused smirk flashes across the corner of his mouth, and he says, I'm sure you might be thinking some terrible things about me, and the Dark Prince does have a certain reputation, I'll grant, and yet he has seen more of existence than any immortal being, and the absolute law he represents is unimpeachable. The Hell Knights understand this.
Well, I say, I might have that secret room we mentioned might be of interest to you.
Oh, was it the preparation room?
Was it the preparation room?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen rooms like that before in other citadels.
I see.
But I've never been allowed in, as I've not gone through the trial quite yet.
Well, I mean, there's no one else here, so might as well take a peek. It's wide open, actually.
Well, Elkwood, you might not understand these things, but when a man subscribes to a code, he sticks to it. And even if no one is watching or if eyes are upon him, he sticks to that code.
Yes, he does.
I see. Okay, forget I said anything. And he's actually, because he took the manuscript with him. It's in his bag right now. Yeah, as long as with, like, I think several tapestries of the Order of the Nail.
Yeah, because he is an arbiter, he would absolutely know of the trial. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so he already knows.
He trains day and night for that day, so.
He's just taking anything that could be valuable and sold later.
Yeah.
Hey, he doesn't care about this. He's like,
No. As you said, he's mostly looking for family heirloom type stuff, so he doesn't really care about the rest of the Citadel.
I think we should move on.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes. What of the Citadel have you cleared out yet?
We briefly recap for him the rooms we've discovered.
Oh, you killed that stupid bugbear.
Yes. Went down easy. Took no damage in the process.
Neither did I.
That is surely impressive, friend. Bugbears can be quite vicious.
It was a female one, I think, right? What was it? What was the name of that?
Oh, we never learned the name.
Yeah, I know.
Unless
we
like
we
a
never
piece
did.
Of paper.
Yeah, that's right.
It my lost.
A name tag.
Yeah, it had a collar or something. No. Oh, because it's like Chewbacca or some shit.
We're just walking carpet out of my way.
Yeah, Kessler's going to move on then.
Okay.
He's
done with this conversation.
Yeah.
Yep, so
this way.
Alok is totally fine traveling around with you guys. So you guys wanted to go to the north.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, did we ever search this room?
If you want anything else?
I just want to give a quick scan around to see. I mean, obviously we found one secret door. What's to say there's not another? Ooh, not me.
Not well.
Seven buddies.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19.
Wait, what did you roll as well?
19. John, Benson, he doesn't find much in this room besides a bunch of bloodstains.
All right, moving on.
That one looks like a dog.
I'm assuming imps don't have anything on.
Indeed, Kesra.
I'm assuming
bloody rocks.
I'm assuming imps don't have anything.
Nope.
Don't they? Do they still like turn to ash and stuff when they die? Or
It doesn't say what the bodies of devils and demons do. I always like the idea that they sort of melt into like, you know, some sort of acid or ash.
Right. Ectoplasm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a chart somewhere. It's like a 1d10 to like figure out what happens to a demon or devil when it dies. Yeah. It's somewhere out there. It's totally homebrew. So,
it's like you kill it, it could turn to ash.
It could turn to ash or explode.
Sludge.
Yeah.
And burn into the ground.
Yeah. Some of them leave bones and stuff like that. It's neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. So, you guys are heading to the north side of the Citadel now. You guys are on the southern side.
All
right. You guys already went into that room right there.
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Going back to the preparation room.
That's what I was worried
about.
Was
there a door?
So there is a door on the far side of the preparation room. When you open it, it is just a long hallway. This long hallway leads from the doorway connected to the preparation room, and it goes all the way around the Hell Knight test area. And it just sort of ends at another blank wall.
Hmm. Can I inspect that wall?
You may.
17.
17 looks like a wall to you.
All right. I'm going to, I guess, look for anything else in the hallway. I don't think I ran into anything. But no, I mean, I got an 8.
Okay. You don't find anything.
All right.
You assume that this is some sort of just weird back hallway. Maybe they used it for storage, but it doesn't look like that. So you're just kind of like, I don't know what the point of this whole thing is. But
so I look at him like, That's a really big walk-in closet.
How many shoes could fit in? Interesting.
All right, so I go right. Go back out. I guess we're.
Can you come out and go? Hallway was empty.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So there isn't like any holes or something in that hallway. Like I'm just thinking.
No,
like,
there are no arrow slits.
See, it just seems like a.
As you can see, there are nothing.
Like if he was like fighting something there, like I would just
be
see like held.
Yeah.
Like an observation. Like,
nope.
Right.
Nothing at all.
The other ones won't get involved. They'll just watch, but they're...
Oh, no, no. There will be a Hell Knight in the room.
Oh, with you. So
yeah,
not, like,
you,
on the other side of the
wall. Watching you die.
Or,
and if you die to the Hell Knight, he just kills the devil for you. Because you were not man enough to do it yourself.
Ooh.
I love Hell Knights.
Yeah.
They're so good. So you guys explore most of this area. You come out to the pantry, and then it comes out to the kitchen. There's a few other hallways here and there.
We never went in this room.
In that room there, you go there, and it just looks like a... It honestly just looks like there's just an arrow slit. It's just kind of weird and empty right here. You want to make me a perception check?
Yes.
Sure.
Nothing to see here.
Ooh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Adlaw got a 22.
So you come up to it and you go, oh, it's another secret door, and it slides open.
Huh.
What?
It's to the hallway.
And then it opens up to that hallway that you were sure was a walk-in closet.
Now it's a walk-in hallway.
You could sneak, I guess.
Extra long hallway. So with this, you can tell that there are tons of just secret hallways around this place.
Cool.
Most of them to, you know, get away and stuff right. like that. There's plenty of little secret entrances and exits.
Cool.
Yep. So yeah, you guys, like I said, you guys explored the entire southern wing of Citadel Ultarine. So how do you guys want to go to the northern end?
I imagine we just go through the hallway.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can go through the hallway, you can go through the northwestern entrance, or you can go through the northeastern door.
I think we were already on that side, so...
Okay, so you're going to go that way?
Just head across the hallway.
Got it.
Kester's just going to open up the door.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm behind him.
Look, no stealth checks. I love it.
Kezra's going to Kezra.
And I'll be behind.
Stealth is for the weak.
I would agree.
All right. Ahead. So you come into.
And a bugbear. Let's
see.
Bugbears are just going to happen.
Yeah.
They're just
can't prepare for every bugbear.
Natural course of life.
The bugbear with monk class is just going to like suplex you or something.
Bugbear with monk classes will be hilarious.
Zalkezra has just lived his life. Always expecting a bugbear to suplex him out a window.
So this is A17 called the Records Room. This wrecked room holds toppled shelves and filing cabinets. Its southern wall has entirely collapsed, revealing the verdant weeds and undergrowth inside.
So the wall caved in here. So yeah.
There's a big collapsed wall on the, like I said, on the western side, and it looks like there's just a bunch of toppled shelves and filing cabinets. Otherwise,
you want to look around?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little 18 Ooh. Action. Cracked die.
14.
There you go. Adelar's on his game now.
Adelar got a
motherfucker.
Got a 25.
Boom.
All right.
Killing it.
So when you walk in, you can actually see under the briar vines and stuff like that that are in the big hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. You can actually see a decomposing humanoid corpse.
Ooh.
Oh.
Kezra drags him out.
The flesh of which has sustained obvious bite marks.
Hmm. Can I do a medicine?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He's dead.
Kezra, you touched the body?
Oh, yeah, I dragged him out.
All right, go ahead and roll for initiative as rats come out.
Gross.
That's what I said.
Another fucking swarm.
Not swarms, actual rats.
Okay.
Precisely 3 giant rats.
Ooh.
Mm. I mean, at least swarms in... At least swarms in second edition.
Swarms in second edition are not nearly as bad. Yes. I love them so much more.
Like, damage reduction is better than... Oh, deepness.
Damage reduction is better than nothing at all.
Yeah. You need splash damage.
Every single time that in first edition, when swarms came up and it was a first level party, I was like, I hope they didn't use Burning Hands already for the day. Because that's it. That's what they have.
Running. Just all you could do is
leaving.
Run.
Leaving. All right. Going around the table, Elk.
16.
Benson.
Natural 19 on the die, so that's a 23.
All right. Damn. Good job.
Now you got a Hell Knight with you. Now you're
yeah.
kicking yourself there.
All right. And after that, it comes to you, Kezra.
13.
Okay. And Adelar.
Adelar got a 25.
Damn. He is a fast little... Fast cleric.
Killing it, son.
All right. And for the sake of the simplicity for me, I'm just going to have Alok go after the rats. So going first, though, it is Adelar to no one's surprise.
All right. So where are the rats?
So the rats are coming out from filing cabinets.
So...
They're bureaucratic rats.
They were just at their day jobs.
We interrupted them. It was like Ratatouille, but the other side.
All right. Adelar, you go first.
I'm at quite a conundrum.
Okay.
How much HP does Skeleton have?
Oh, boy.
You're not allowed to know that.
He looks healthy.
Yeah. He is. I mean, he hasn't taken any damage.
All right. I'm going to do a knowledge. I'm going to recall knowledge and nature on one of the rats.
Yeah.
All right. 15.
Let's see. Rats, your typical rat, except they're much bigger. Giant rats are enormous versions of the common vermin. They are typically found in abundant numbers. But since they cannot fit into the nooks where mundane rats typically hide, they are much easier to locate and exterminate. You know that these guys, they have a pretty nasty bite attack, actually. They also carry something called filth fever.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to say...
Oh, fun fact, they have a climb speed.
Oh.
That's even scarier, actually.
It's a little unsettling when you know that they can climb
a giant rat just climbing a wall.
No, no, climbing down the wall to come at you. Way worse.
So I call out, watch out for their bite. They carry filth fever, and it wouldn't be easy to heal you from that. And then I cast Divine Lance on the one right in front of me.
All
right. Cracked up. There we go. 25 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits. So that was rat. Yeah, want to look over there. That is rat B.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. 4 damage.
4 damage. Very nice.
Nice, man.
All right. Anything else? Oh no, that was your one, yep. And then two actions. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. After Adalor, it comes to Benson. So Benson, what do you do?
Benson swings at the rat that's literally directly in front of him.
Got it. Came out and nipped away at your toes.
17 on the dice. So
that is definitely hit.
Yeah, it's... that is 9 points of damage.
You kill it immediately.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Rat A didn't stand a chance. Not against Sir Benson.
So, for my second action, can I move over to where this rat bee is?
Yeah.
And I guess I'll just take another swing.
Yeah, it'll be your regular minus five.
Minus
so.
Five. Nope, miss.
Alrighty. Let's see. It is now the rat's turn. Who's right in front of rat bee?
Me. And Tim, I guess.
Well, I'm a... Oh, yeah.
To step away from Tim.
Yeah.
But he's but you stepped up to it, John. So he's going to take a few bites out of you. Or
a sticky little bite.
Natural one.
Right. I think that misses.
21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That hits. All right, you take 4 damage.
All right.
And then make me a fortitude save.
No!
Good old filth fever.
Natural 17.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine. You can play in poop all day.
Yeah. Kezran
I play in shit all the time.
And third attack coming out. Natural 20.
What?
Oh, no.
Damn. Oh, man.
All right.
What goes around goes around.
Yeah.
That is a measly 6 damage.
That's what you get for playing in poop.
Yeah, definitely.
You got it coming.
I play in poop all day.
Oh.
And then make me another 42 save.
That's natural 18 on the top.
Alrighty.
Crushing it.
Poop don't bother him.
What did I tell you, rat? Yep. Alright, and rat C... is directly next to Elk. Is that who's right in front of him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Because that wall is...
Oh, is that block and scale? Yeah.
Could
yeah.
be Elk or Adalar. He's right next to either.
I don't know. The chubby one looks a little easier. But
yeah.
Sorry. First thing that comes to mind. You got robes. I got armor. Actually, you do have armor, right?
Nope.
Oh.
No, okay. he's the what, cloistered?
Yeah, cloistered cleric. Yeah. Cleric.
Ooh.
He wears robes.
Yep.
Alright, so first attack coming out on Elk.
Okay.
19 on the die for 26.
Oh.
Yeah, what does that have to be for a crit?
10? Yeah, it has to be 10 over your AC.
So 19 on the die for how much?
The result was 26.
No, not a crit, okay. But yeah. It hits.
Whew. Definitely hits, though, for 2 damage. Yep. Yeah, the damage is so-so. It's that 42.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really do it.
18 on the die.
Yes!
Nice.
I'm going to need you guys to stop succeeding, so we'll...
No.
I
want someone to get filth fever.
I'm next to John, so I'm trying to siphon some of his good rolls.
All right, next attack coming out onto Elk is a 21.
That still hits.
All right.
Rats.
I know. For 2 damage.
Yeah, but...
And another fortitude save?
13 on the die, so that'd be a... Yeah, that's a 20 total.
20, you're fine. And the last one is a 6.
No.
So no, does not...
Kick in its face.
Not bad damage, though.
No. No, that certainly did. I know, help that.
These rats are doing okay. So after the rats comes a lock.
I know they're not
I
demons.
Don't think he could actually get in there to do anything. Packed. Yeah, it's a little bit too packed.
He can move to the far end of the room if he wants.
He does not have much speed, though. That is the main issue. He's wearing some Hell Knight armor.
I was about to say, that's heavy armor. Yeah, so.
he's got a lot.
He's a chunky dude.
Yeah. Let's see. He has a speed.
I'm curious what his speed is. Built like a
speed of 20 feet.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I think he could make it right in front of Rat B.
Okay, so all right, so go ahead and push him up there, and what is that, one stride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so he's gonna take a few more attacks off then. Thank you. Let's get back to this, and oh, whole 4 on the die for not much. Wait. No, he did not hit it. And another 4. Alok, what are you doing, man?
They're rats.
you just killed devils.
They're not devils. Mm-hmm. They're not devils. He's not really trying.
I'm only good against devils. I'm only good against the most evil things.
He's a Hell Knight, not a rodent knight.
I'm not an exterminator.
Yeah. All right, so that was Alok's turn. Comes back to... Elk.
All right. So he is going to say, okay, that actually hurt a little bit. He's
bite both your ankles.
He's gonna. Can I occupy the same space as that dead one?
As the dead rat.
Yeah, I want to back up. Yeah. You as one action. What is that called? It's just a step instead.
Yep.
Stride is when you actually go for it. And he's going to take a shot at it. He's just gonna say, "I'm going to try and kill this thing." 18 on the die, so it's a 25 total.
A 25, that is a critical hit, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, so it's just double whatever damage.
Yeah, so roll it, and then double your entire damage. Your entire thing.
Oh, well, I'm probably going to get minimum damage. Look at that, John.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's tragic. That's a nice 4 damage right there. That's minimum
but
damage.
But doubled, right?
That's right. 4 damage.
Oh my.
Nice.
And he's like, okay, let's try this again. And he's trying.
So was that at Rat B or was that at Rat C?
Nipped at me.
Got it.
And he's just going to try taking another shot.
All right.
The Rat C.
13 on die is 20, then 15. Negative 5.
15 hits exactly.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, I can only get a D6. Oh, D6 out of this one.
So okay.
My precision shot's been used. Oh, 2 damage.
2?
Oh. Yeah, so it's 6 total. And he's like, Skult, rip out this thing's throat. And came. Yeah, please.
Burr.
Ooh. 16 on die, that's a 18.
Oh, yeah, yes. That'll do it.
And that is a 1d6, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. Should be
1d8. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He's actually.
He's a vicious bite.
I mean,
he is a wolf. That's very true.
I would not want to be bit by one.
No. Nope.
And 4 damage.
4. Skull does just as you say, and he goes over and
tears out,
bites his head, and he like swings back and forth. He's like,
good boy.
Yeah.
So all right. Dead. Yes, that all one right. is dead.
That was just alive and just like, put me down. Why? God, why? I'm not dead.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra is going to stab at it with his long spear again.
All right.
I like that everyone's crowding against this one.
That's not going to do it. But it has to roll a reflex save as he shoots it with electricity.
All right.
Electric arc.
Stab shoot. Stab shoot.
That already got hit by a lance, right? You hit that one?
Uh-huh.
I know. Ooh. It's been hit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's an 18 on the dot, or 18 total, so.
18?
Okay. Yep.
Nope.
Unfortunate.
Alrighty. Top of the round, coming back to Adalar.
Alright, I'm gonna finish it off with a Divine Lance. Oh, yeah. 18 on the die for a 24.
Very nice.
And 4 damage.
And you take it out.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice. Kill the rats. So after disrupting these this rat's meal that they were getting ready to...
I feel bad. No, I don't.
Nope.
Fuck these things.
These bureaucratic rats. They're getting ready to have
these
lunch.
Tax forms need to be done now.
You search the body, I imagine?
Oh, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
What I was doing.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't say that they attack you after you search the body, but it just makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. So in the records room... If the PCs examine the body found along the area's southwestern wall, they find 2 minor healing potions.
Ooh.
On the corpse's belt.
All right.
Okay.
I could use some healing.
I could use your Lila, because...
Oh, you like to keep on your person? Not to, like... I mean, you need healing in general, right?
Yes, I need healing
okay.
in general.
Okay, so I'm going to use one of my healing spells and use a channel... Or heal 3 actions, so everyone gets a...
Sure it's a D8. What a will save?
No, yeah, D8.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Box. There we go. So everyone gets 6.
Hey, I'm back.
Cool. I use a lay on hands.
On yourself?
I'm back to full.
Do you touch yourself?
And all the rats come back to life.
Shit.
No, you fool.
They were just at 0.
All right. Okay. After that, you guys have a room to the right that leads back to the east, and there's a room to the north.
Wait, what was on the body? Oh, the body. The 2 minor
yeah.
healing.
Yeah,
oh, that's
two,
it.
Yeah, two.
I put those in my inventory.
Oh, okay.
Because I was.
Oh yeah, you were searching the body.
Yep. So, do you guys want to go to the room or to the door on the right that leads to the eastern side?
Yeah, we're gonna continue
yes.
through the right.
I'm gonna actually listen at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
For once.
17. Let's see.
I like the thing you say. I'm going to listen at the door. Kessler just opens it.
It's like my ears up to it. Nisa, yeah.
You actually hear what sounds like puppies?
What?
Yeah.
Kessler opens the door.
Okay. It is a small hallway.
What, this room?
Oh, that room.
Yeah, that was one of that.
Okay, it's not the puppy room.
It's not the puppy room.
Oh.
Poop.
Oh, man, I want to go to the puppy room now.
Let's go to the puppy room.
But, Ryan, what about the puppies?
I imagine they're goblin
Tommy
puppies.
Fresh.
Goblin dog puppies. So they're probably like these hideous little hairless rat creatures.
Sure they're
So,
I mean, when they're young.
So you actually don't hear anything. You open the door?
Yep.
All right. Rows of desks here are bolted to the floor, though many of the cramped workspaces have been smashed to pieces or otherwise defaced. Wooden chairs have been thrown aside like discarded playthings.
Okay.
I'm going to detect magic on this room.
Oh, dear.
So I'm just going to take a, you know... like a minute or a couple just to kind of sweep the room.
Right. Okay, so you guys are sweeping the room, looking around. Yeah, you don't detect any magic, but while you guys are in there, as you were checking under the desk and searching within drawers, you feel the wind start to swirl around the room. A large creature swoops down from the ceiling, blocking the light from the window with its immense wingspan.
Shit.
This giant bat hovers above you, all ready to attack, and I will see you guys next time.
No! Oh. I hit you, Jake!